I must admit I hadn't heard of Cookham Summer Radio until a couple of weeks ago when Joe phoned me up and asked if I would come down. And to my surprise, this is how much I talked to my wife, is that and I was talking to her about last night where I've got to go, she said, oh, I did the programme last week. So it's a bit of a family guest programme in some ways. But no, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's a lot of fun that I think a lot of local people will enjoy it. There seems to be lots of people ringing in, so there must be people listening. So you're doing a grand job.
What was your feeling about the way they interviewed you?
I thought they were very professional. There was only one mistake out of the whole thing, and that was on the rowing news, is that they gave Friday's rowing news, which was last Friday's, the international regatta they were talking about. So if I go down to the bookies office now, I'll put some bets on, because I know what the results are.
Now, how did you feel? You know, you come into the station here, into the waiting room, and there's somebody buying tickets, and there's commuters waiting for their train, and suddenly in the middle of that, there's a radio station.
No, it's, Anne said to me, it's in the waiting room, and I thought, well, that's going to be a bit crazy. And I walked in there, and so in the waiting room, you've taken over the whole of the waiting room. The poor commuters that can't get anywhere near to any seats or anything, and they're being a little bit bemused about what's going on. But no, I think it's a lot of fun, and I hope you keep it going.
Have you ever come across anything like this anywhere else?
No, I've come across quite a lot of odd things over my career, but a radio station in the middle of a waiting room on a station is pretty impressive.